This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two with less than four days until the beginning of the NRA meetings that are coming up in Atlanta. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and the sheer indestructibility of what they build. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Well, it's the Monday before the NRA meetup, and it wouldn't be a Monday unless we were hooked up with the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAngeli. Hello, fellas.
Good evening, Bill.
Hi, Bill. Hi, audience.
So, with everything I had going on today, I didn't really get a chance to discuss what we were going to be discussing. So, this will all be new to me, too. I will be a apt student. So, what has the Arbalest Quarrel got for us tonight?
Okay. As you know, we've been publishing a series of articles on the Fourth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals case known as Colby versus Hogan. This case attacks the very core of the Second Amendment and the constitutional protections on so-called assault weapons. Now, you and I know that the term assault weapon is a made-up term. But we've also heard the expression, if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and quacks like a duck, it must be a duck. Well, to the anti-gunners, anything that looks like a so-called assault weapon is one. They don't like them. They want to ban them. And the case in Maryland, which was taken over by the Colby versus Hogan case on the Fourth Circuit, the decision is against our ability to possess assault weapons. So why are we talking about this case? And why are we spending all this time and energy talking about this case? Why should every honest citizen, every listener to this program now, every NRA member, every law-abiding gun owner be concerned and interested in this particular case? After all, hasn't the famous landmark Heller case decision penned by our much missed late U.S. Associate Supreme Court Justice Scalia made it clear once and for all that we have an individual right to keep and bear arms? No. The Heller case has not restrained lower courts from ignoring its rulings. It's not the first, nor will it be the last. It is simply the latest critically important Second Amendment case that threatens our natural right of self-defense with protective arms and possession of firearms for lawful purposes. Even with the addition of Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court, it's not a guarantee. The court does not have a solid 5-4 majority in favor of Second Amendment rights. Justice Kennedy is well known as a swing voter and could very well rule against an individual right if a case comes up before the Supreme Court, before President Trump has the ability to nominate another pro-Second Amendment justice. So it's for this reason that we ask for your attention and support to what we're doing now. Part 7 of our Kobe series will be published within the next 24 hours and will be on the Obelisk Quarrel. It's entitled, Does the Second Amendment Codify Natural Law, Pre-existent in the Individual, or is the right of the people to keep and bear arms a man-made construct? We invite you to view our website, read our articles, and actively participate by commenting on our site and continuing to review Ammo Land Shooting Sports News, which posts many of our articles on its site, along with many other important and interesting articles and videos. And continue to tune in to Bill Frady, Lock and Load Radio. Now, before I turn you over to my partner, Roger, let me add that every major Second Amendment case rests on a fundamental and profound philosophical question, which is this. Is the right of the people to keep and bear arms an individual right based on natural law? Or is it a collective right reduced to a privilege that can be controlled by the government? How are we going to guarantee the former and destroy the latter? What can you personally do to make a difference?
Can I take a stab at that, please?
Please.
When we're talking about natural rights, I don't know how this exactly works out, but, I look at the world and I look at the animals, and all of the animals have some means of self-defense. There's, some of them are better than others. You've got prey and you've got predators and apex predators and everything else. But I look at gun control as sort of catching an impala on the African plains and sawing his horns off to make it better for him when the lions come. That's the way I view gun control. Since the actual weapon for a human being is our mind, we thought up a way to make things even, if not take the high, get a little ahead on the bell curve by developing weapons. So is it a natural right? I would have to say yes. I would have to say absolutely yes, simply because I think the man-made construct here is making us defenseless. That's what I think is the answer to that.
Well, Roger's going to address the issue that we wrote about in this new article, actually three issues, but he's going to hone in on what all of these liberal anti-gunners and these liberal justices can't get out of their mind, and they're trying to tie in the Second Amendment right with something to do with service in the militia. And that is the major concern right now that we have, that we're not going to be able to go forward unless that is resolved. Am I right, Roger? Is that one of the major concerns?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we got about a minute left. Okay, so I have heard it said, and I have heard it said by, I always get the Violence Policy Center and the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence confused because they're both run by a guy named Josh. So I don't know which one is which, but I know that one of them has articulated that in order for the progressive agenda to go forward, America must be disarmed. So it's never been about, the end result is not about personal or public safety. It's about control. So, when we get back, we're going to get to hear from Roger Katz. He's going to expand upon things way beyond my very rudimentary answer to the query that I wasn't really supposed to answer anyway. We're talking to the Arbalest Quarrel. You can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. You can find them at ammoland.com. Certain members of them will be at the NRA meetup this weekend. And on Mondays, if everything goes right and the studio is working like it is today, ta-da! You can find him right here at Lock and Load. We'll be right back. practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yes, welcome back. We have a very important question that's going to be re-asked and then answered in just a second. But coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty that is unlike anything you've ever seen. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. The question asked by Stephen DeAndrelli of Arbalest Quarrel is the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, is that a natural, pre-existing, pre-constitution right that has existed, God-given, if you would? Or is it a man-made construct, which thus means, you know, it can be easily messed with by men? Here to discuss that and break it down into certain components that sometimes don't ever see the light of day is Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. Yes, sir.
Yes, thanks, Bill. When I've gone through my legal research of Hogan, of Colby versus Hogan, of the Heller case, looking at the Federalist Papers, researching philosophy, I know that there is a basic tension between government and the individual. I think the listeners would agree with that, and I would take that as self-evident. And I believe that that was self-evident for the framers of our free republic. Now, there was a tension also when the framers, the founders of our republic, met at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia in 1787. They realized that the original document establishing the government was not going to work out. It was simply too open-ended. The country was essentially bankrupt. And so the framers worked together to establish the articles that became the structure of government. Now, James Madison, who I would think of more as a Federalist rather than an anti-Federalist, though that could be debatable, believed that the protection, the base protection for liberty, would lay in the structure of government itself. Now, when I look at the articles, my feeling is that however you structure a government, whether it's going to be a Republican form, a basic democratic form that's not a representative government, but simply a government literally by the majority, ruled by the majority of the people, some sort of authoritarian government. Be that as it may, all government eventually is going to have the seeds of tyranny built into it. And the only way to prevent that is through a clearly defined document that would be understood by everyone who is a citizen within a particular nation, within a particular governmental framework, to accept those basic liberties as beyond the power of government to control. Now, you mentioned, Bill, what might constitute natural law. Obviously, the right of any creature, be it a lower animal or man, to defend himself. And in fact, that was the basis of Justice Scalia's assertions in the Heller case, that the basis of the Second Amendment lay in the right of an individual to defend his own life. Now, that apparently is gotten short shrift of late. And one of the reasons it's gotten short shrift is obviously because of the anti-gun movements and their lobbies and the mainstream media. I would also add the federal government itself. Ever since the tragedy of 9/11, there is an attempt, I think, it may be deliberate, it may be just accidental, but there is definitely an attempt to restrain the public on the ground that the public would be best served by the government itself protecting the individual. And that means that the individual must give up certain rights for security. And we have that basic tension
And of course, we've had individuals, I believe Benjamin Franklin would say, anyone who would give up security or liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security. And there's a lot of truth to that. But why do we get to the position we have gotten in respect to the Second Amendment? And why does the Second Amendment have in it the words that it does? That goes to the issue, really, of Article 1, Section 8, Clause 16 of the Article of, of the powers of Congress. And I'd like to talk about that in the next segment.
Well, I guess my question would be, is it, and I'm pretty sure that I know what your answer is, but your argument pretty much is going to be that, yes, it is based upon natural law, right?
Yes, absolutely. But not only is it my own particular idea, but it is the idea of, I would say, most, if not all, of the framers of the Constitution. And it was clearly articulated by Scalia, Justice Scalia, in the Heller case, referring to the history. He had spoken constantly, several times, as a matter of fact, of the notion of natural law, that the framers believed that the right of self-defense, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, comes from natural law. And if so, it is not something that is granted or ceded or given or licensed as a privilege by government to others. And that's precisely what you have in other countries. They do not believe that. And yet the curious thing is, when you read Heller, it's only in Scalia's majority opinion that the term natural law comes up, and several times. If you read the two dissents, one by Breyer and one by Stevens, not one of them mentions the concept of natural law in the context of the Second Amendment. I find that very interesting.
We're going to talk about the breakdown, as you're going to lay it out when we get back. Is this article up on AMLand yet?
It will be shortly, probably right after this segment. I'll be posting.
Very good. If you don't catch all of this, go to AMLand.com. You'll find it right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Your stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to MyLucidGear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions, so I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
When you go to tacticalholsters.com, when you go to G-Code's website, what you're going to find is everything you need except for the gun, the magazine, and the ammunition, if you're looking for all of that stuff. They have it all there. They have the contact series for your chest rigs and your body carriage and all that other stuff. They have every kind of belt you could imagine. Some of them already set up, like the assaulter's belt. Every kind of magazine holder, every kind of magazine carry method, and, of course, the holsters. One stop, one shop, tacticalholsters.com. Joining me again from wherever they find themselves this fine evening are the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. As we go after this question, is the right to keep and bear arms a natural law, or is it a man-made construct of something? We just made it up. We're just coming out with it. Those crazy, rascally founding fathers. Who's taking the lead on this segment there, fellas?
Well, I could start where I left off, Bill.
Certainly. Let's do that.
I want to talk about the militias. And the fact is that during the Articles of Confederation that were written in the Convention of 1787, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 16 says the Congress shall have power to provide for organizing,
arming and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, reserving to the states respectively the appointment of the officers and the authority of training the militia according to the discipline prescribed by Congress. Now, I would submit that it was specifically in respect to that particular section of Article 1 that we happen to have a militia clause at all in the Second Amendment. And if we did not have that, my concern would be if we just said the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It is possible that the states would be able to regulate not only the mere fact of arms, but whether an individual should be able to be armed at all. The prefatory clause was a qualification, but taken together, as Justice Scalia said, they have to be taken. It's really the strength, I believe, of the right of the people to keep and bear arms in this country. Now, if we look at the purpose of a militia at all, it's clearly that there are three stated purposes, according to one law review article that I took a look at, entitled Development of Democratic Institutions. One, the militia stood in place of or together with a standing army to resist foreign aggression. Second, the militia augmented state police. Third, with the creation of a centralized federal government, the militia stood against a standing army that might be used against the states. Now, let's concentrate on that last factor. That really was an illusory, and anti-federalists such as George Mason and Patrick Henry were particularly concerned about that. They were very concerned about the federal government's considerable control over the militia, except for the officer corps, which is very interesting. Now, through time, the federal government has attempted to strengthen the control over these militias. We first have the 1903 Dick Act, created an organized militia that became the National Guard. And then there was an unorganized militia. Now, the National Guard is a reserve force, part of the Army. It's subject to call at any time. The unorganized militia, though, has not been specifically defined by Congress. And it's really the unorganized militia that really stands in the position of the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At least I would submit that that is the truth. If we look at the first part and consider that the militia today is the National Guard, well, we know that the this National Guard, the organized militia, is exempted from federal arms regulation, just as the state police forces are exempted from federal arms regulations. But it says nothing about the this basic militia that is unorganized and is really part of the makeup of all of us that is not otherwise serving in either the United States Army, one of the military armed forces, or in the National Guard, which is considered essentially a reserve arm of the federal government that can be called up at any time, really, where there is a state of emergency or there is a state of war. Now, when we look at the arguments that have been brought to bear on this notion that we should emphasize just the right of the individual to bear arms when serving in a militia, when that individual serves essentially now today in the National Guard, where does that really leave the right? Now, Justice Scalia had pointed out that it really makes no sense to talk about an organized militia that has rights that can be vindicated by individuals. As he said in Heller, Will an individual be able to petition the federal courts if they believe, if that individual believes that National Guard is somehow infringing on his Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms? No, it would be patently ridiculous. It would actually make the right nugatory. Now, the funny thing is that to individuals that are against the Second Amendment, they wouldn't have any problem with that. And I would say that that was true of the dissenting justices, certainly Justice Stevens, who is, I believe, I'll come right out and say he's hypocritical, if not mendacious altogether, because what he said in the very first paragraph of his dissenting opinion is that we shouldn't talk about a collective right or an individual right at all, but we should simply look at the scope of the right. And yet, I found almost that precise language in a law review article where the writers, a Robert Hardaway and Elizabeth Bryan, the Elizabeth Gormley and Brian Taylor, had asked that very question about the scope of the right and then claimed that it was only a collective right.
Let me get you to hold it right there. We're coming up on the last break on the hour. We'll continue this when we get back. The question we're asking is, what is the Second Amendment? Does it predate, or are we born with it? Does it predate the Constitution, the founding of the nation? Are we the only ones actually supposedly coming close to practicing it because we're the only ones that have it enshrined in the Constitution? Or is it a man-made construct? Did we just come up with it? We'll get to that conclusion when we get back with my guests, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli of Arbalest Quarrel. This is Lock and Load.
Answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by, gosh, let me get to that screen, brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and indestructibility. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. All right. Now we're going to have the conclusion to today's episode. Was it a God-given natural right, this Second Amendment, this right to keep and bear arms? Or is this something that just a bunch of old men wearing wigs that had some powder in them, is this just something they imagined because in order to get to where they got when they got their independence, they had to fight a very desperate war against the apex superpower of the time?
Well, Bill, let me say that the very structure of the government is simply a construction, a creation of one's imagination. Is it good? Is it better than most other countries, perhaps all other countries? Yes, but only to the extent that the basic liberties as set forth in the Bill of Rights is accepted as natural right, as something that lies beyond the power of a government to constrain. And there are those that would say no, and that would be in line with the pervasive thought of today in most Western countries. I would say that it's certainly true of the EU. And they would mention that, yes, they have rights and liberties, but they come from the government. And the government being the moral power that it is, decides what the average person needs and then deigns to give them that particular right or liberty, but subject to removal at whim.
what's interesting, getting back to the Second Amendment, and we should read that also in context of the other rights, freedom of speech, freedom of to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. We're basically talking about the autonomy of the individual. This is the problem that we're running into with any government. Government tends to control the masses, and it tends to see individuals as so many random bits of energy that need to be controlled. And with that particular attitude, which really now in the age of technology has allowed virtually complete control, we see even more tension between the desire and the part of government to control the individual and the individual American still believing, as rightfully he should, in his personal autonomy as guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. But understand that that is now under incredible tension, and even a Supreme Court case like Heller is no guarantee against the possibility that the Second Amendment is still going to be whittled away. Hell, we look at Colby versus Hogan and a number of other cases, and we see the fact that courts routinely ignore the Heller rulings and reasoning. Finding through some sort of legal gymnastics ways of getting around it, along with the concept of what weapons it is that an individual can bear. And understand that the issue, even though we're talking about whether an individual can carry handguns, whether he can possess so-called assault weapons, really, the underlying concern, the underlying issue is whether an individual should bear arms at all as a right that exists within him. And if we accept that as axiomatic, then I think that we'll be a pretty secure ground that Americans will, in the foreseeable future, have rights that will not be completely overridden. By supposedly the dictates of the day, whether it's the threat of terrorism used as an excuse or simply one's idea of the import of utilitarian ethics, that what is good for the masses is that which benefits the masses. So it doesn't matter whether a few people die in the as a result. As long as the inner hive, the collective, is safe and secure, that's all that matters. So government tends to look at people much like, and we could take our cue from ant colonies and bee colonies as a hive. And that's is what we're seeing in the EU. And you see the tension today in the French elections that are coming up. And we see it in our own country. We see it in Britain with Brexit. So I think the Second Amendment is really something that we should take a very, very strong stand with, and not and never believe that our rights are secure, regardless of who the President of the United States is, who is sitting on the Supreme Court. Whatever. The point is that if we do not constantly stand up for our rights, our God-given rights, then we will lose them. I don't know. Stephen, do you have a last comment to make in that regard?
We got 3 minutes, Stephen. You can have the last word.
Well, let me go off the subject a little bit and get back to what you how you started the program. Bill, I'm looking at our good friend David Koppel's book, The Truth About Gun Control. I actually got up and went to my shelf while Roger and you were talking. And it's interesting because it certainly talks about the political ideology of the founders of the American Republic and the authors of the Second Amendment, and actually ties it in with an Orwellian viewpoint about the dispersion of physical power in society, which is both a cause and an affirmation of dispersion of political power. And it comes to you know what? We're going to end this program, if I may, with a question and answer that might actually get a lot of your listeners to actually do something. They may actually call you or email you and try and get an A-plus on this exam. So the question is going to be this. What gun manufacturer put this inscription on their guns? And it boils down to this. Many countries have, armed police. You have the Canadian hero, the government of the employee, the mounted police. But the average Canadian citizen cannot carry a gun. The armed Japanese hero is an aristocrat, a samurai. And the British had knights. And, there was a lot of people that were controlled by the government. Again, no one had the right. And I say this all the time. In England, you're not even a citizen. You're a subject of the Queen. But the classic American hero, the cowboy, and this is what David wrote, sported a mass-produced Colt 45 that could be bought at a hardware store. The cowboy's Colt revolver was known as the Great Equalizer. The name is right because firearms make a smaller, less powerful person functionally equal to a larger person. A firearm allows a smaller person to defend herself at a distance from the larger person. What gun company put this on their gun? Be not afraid of any man, no matter what his size. When danger threatens, call on me. I will equalize.
Was it cold?
You have to have your listeners do something, Bill.
Oh, okay.
They have to call. Thousands of them have to call you and tie up your lines. Email hundreds of thousands have to email you. And then you will send those emails to us, and we will let you know what the answer is. Now, what do they win? What do they win if they get the right answer?
We have to think about that, don't we? You've called me flat-footed. We'll discuss this. We'll discuss this. We're coming up on the end of the hour.
All right.
That's a very intriguing thought process right there. We'll be right back. Thank you guys for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, more of The Rant. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.